As a former patient, I can definitively say Ian Heron is a terrible therapist and no one should go see him. That's why I've hacked into his personal cloud to release his private therapy sessions, so now everyone can hear what a selfish, misguided, idiotic, pretentious dickwad he really is. You can help me run Ian out of business by subscribing and leaving us a nice review. Now, let's start the show.
You were supposed to help me, but you didn't do anything. Just never hang a notebook, writing down your thoughts like a Sigmund Freud.
Test, test, test. The selfish shellfish seceded and seized six submerged sectors from the selfless sea anemone's suburban Southside shore. The selfish shellfish seceded and seized six submerged sectors from the selfless sea anemone's suburban Southside shore. Oh, that tongue twister did not go well, but I made it through, and the microphone appears to be working. It's 1:58 p.m. on a Monday. Getting ready to meet with my client, Big Ridge Johnson. Big Ridge Johnson. I feel like sometimes Big Ridge almost deflects from what he really wants to talk about. Last week, we just talked about the office stray dog and his dog at home for a good 45 minutes. I think the whole time it was just dog talk. Anyways, me and Big Ridge will get into it this week, I'm sure. Before he arrives, a little bit of time for a self-check-in. What's going on in my world? What's going on in my brain? You know, as of this session, the New York Marathon, the New York City Marathon, even more specifically, was 1 day ago. And it's always a lot of fun hearing all the cheers and seeing so many people achieve their goals. However, selfishly, I get pinned in every year when it happens, and I always forget I'm going to be pinned in until the day before, or day of, a lot of the time. If you're not in Manhattan, like I am, in Manhattan, they close First Avenue from 57th Street to 125th Street. And that's from like 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. all day, because obviously people run at different paces and all that stuff. And without giving away my exact address, I think it's suffice to say I'm right in the middle of that closure. I am nowhere near 57th and I'm nowhere near 125th. But boom, there I am, opposite side of the closures. And my closest train is between First Avenue and Second Avenue, and I'm between First Avenue and the river, basically. So I would have to cross, if I wanted to get to a train, I'd have to cross the crowd, police barricades, runners. It's just almost impossible. Anyway, so that was yesterday, and it actually reminded me of the time that I ran the marathon. It's a little bit of a similar story. I forgot that the marathon was happening the day I woke up, and I left very early for an improv coaching gig in Midtown around 8 a.m. before all the closures had happened. And, wouldn't you know it, I'm returning home in the early afternoon window. I pick up a lunch for myself. And then I remember, oh, I can't get home to eat this lunch. And I'm trying to think like, okay, well, is there a way I can somehow cross this huge divide? And I asked the first officer I find, and he's about as helpful as you expect the NYPD to be, which is to say that he rolled his eyes at me and essentially said, tough shit, wait till 6 p.m. or walk 30 blocks around it. I don't give a shit about any citizen. That's kind of the vibe I got. Anyways, the second officer I found was quite possibly the only decent cop in all of New York City. He said, okay, here's what you do. You find a weakness on either side of the barricade that is slightly diagonal from one another. And when no one is looking, wait for a gap in runners. And then you run diagonal in the same direction as the runners through First Avenue to the other side as casually as you possibly can. So I guess in a way, not only did I run the marathon that year, but I also did so with Shake Shack in hand. So that was pretty... Oh, hello! Oh, Big Ridge,
Mr.
come
Ian.
On in.
Oh, Mr. Ian.
Oh,
hey.
Oh, that's that Big Ridge, big energy I love. Come on in, Big Ridge. Good to see you,
friend. How you doing, Mr. Ian?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing? I'm sorry, I might code switch a little bit with you.
Oh, that's fine. That's all right. I'm doing all right. You know, Shelby's an old dog.
We're getting right into the dog. We're starting with dog, Big Ridge.
Well, I've been having a good day, but you know, Shelby done threw up all over the basement floor this morning. Came on downstairs, man. Saw that little bit of rough and tumble tummy on the floor, a little bit of leaves. I don't know what she's been getting into, Shelby.
Oh, well, I would think leaves.
Well, does make sense, yeah.
Based on content. And also the thaw, you know, leaves are everywhere. Dogs are on the ground. Leaves are on the ground. You know, they pick them up with their mouth and then they, you know, vomit them out with their mouth.
Man, they're majestic creatures. Other than the kind of bottom feeder tendencies, they are just lovely. Mm-hmm.
Are you crying?
Sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, this is why I come to you, Mr. Ian. You know, Big Ridge has a lot of feelings. He doesn't get to let them out a lot of the time, but.
Oh, no. Well, this is, I'm glad to see some feelings from you and not just dog talk. I think this is a nice transition into more of your life.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's not the first dog I've had that's been a little sick.
Yeah. Okay.
Hopefully this is just an episode.
Well, let's start with Shelby and work our way back. How old is Shelby now?
Oh, Shelby is 2.5.
2.5. Okay. All right. That's an age where you know, you're not in control of what you eat. I could see a 2.5-year-old eating leaves. Okay. So you got a nice long life ahead of you with Shelby. I would say a solid 10 years if you're good. All right. Okay. And now take me back to the previous dog. Who preceded Shelby by one?
Oh, that'd be Duke.
Duke.
Yeah. You know, Duke Nukem.
Oh, I'm familiar with Duke Nukem. I thought if you were going to ask if I knew your old dog Duke, which I don't. But Duke Nukem. Yeah, sure. Yeah, okay. Like a video game shoot 'em up, basically.
That's right. That's right. You walk around as Duke Nukem, everybody walks away from you. That's the truth. But with Duke the dog, everybody would approach.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's right. Duke was just as friendly as you could be.
So it's irony. Duke Nukem, you run away. Duke the dog, you approach. Was that the idea?
Well, I thought, you know, he looked like a tough boy when I first got him, but then he just melted everybody's hearts. He just looked like he was just gonna take down the whole USA. But he would like to love the USA into a better country. That's what he turned into. That's Duke.
Now, you might be shocked to hear this. I'm having trouble, based on that description, picturing the dog in my mind's eye. I understand what all the words that you're saying, but I don't know visually what that dog would look like. Can you give me like a breed or a size or a color?
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. You know Hulk Hogan?
Okay. Yeah, I know Hulk Hogan. Yeah, sure. Are you saying blonde? Is that what you're saying?
You know, yeah, he's got that blonde beard and he's real big. He's got that bandana on.
Wait, real big? Real, like 6 foot big for a dog?
Well, not 6 feet. I never measured him. I did lay beside him a couple times.
Okay. Okay. To sleep? Yeah, yeah.
Think about if I was bigger. You know, I'm 5'4".
Uh-huh.
And Duke was so much bigger than me. Yeah, I'd say he was probably about 6, maybe 6'2". But again, you know, he looks like, oh my God, oh no, who let the hellhound out? But actually, when he would come up to you, he'd just lick your face. He'd sit right next to you, and he's a big protector. You know, he was a lover. He was a fighter.
Oh, tears are coming back.
Who nuke him, Duke?
Well, that's the living one. They still got Duke. Duke is alive. No. Oh, I've already gotten mixed up. Shelby's
all right,
alive.
Mr. Ian. It's okay, Mr. Ian.
Oh, Duke. Oh, well, because the reason I got mixed up is because I immediately started thinking Duke's name was Hulk. So that's why my brain broke. I thought we moved on to the third dog, Hulk, and Duke was still with us. But nope.
Oh, no. No, they are one and the same. And that might be my fault too, Mr. Ian. You know, I love a nickname. And I would call that Duke. I would call him Big Duty. I'd call him Hulkster. I call him Nukes, Nukem, Buddy. Hell, I called him Shelby too for a while.
Oh, well, that seems confusing, because I don't know how you would I don't know why you would nickname your old dog your dog that you don't yet own. That seems like a complicated history.
Yeah, it was just kind of a happy accident, I'd say, because I was like, oh, wow, Duke, for a long time, just called him that. And then I started messing around with the nicknames, and then one day accidentally called him Shelby, and that was clearly wrong, but I just loved the name, you know? And so when Duke passed, a couple weeks went by, and we found this little terrier, which I really wouldn't have gone for Terry. When I see terriers out in public, you know, people in the city and they got them in their bag and everything, it's just like they look like trapped little rats in there. But when I met this one, there was something in them that reminded me of Duke, and that name Shelby just came back. There I was like, go. Well, that there it is. That's what the name was for. You know, Duke All gave right. me that name, and I just gave it right to Shelby.
All right. Shelby have nicknames too?
Yeah, Duke.
I could have figured that one out if I could have just assumed that one if I thought a little more than 1 second about it. Okay, well, I'm glad that you're keeping the spirit of Duke alive through Shelby, and I'm glad that Shelby is a very different breed, so that there's not that kind of replacement element going on, even though there is a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Okay. Well, you know, Big Rich, something I've never asked you, not to get too far away from dogs. I don't mean to make you uncomfortable. I know dogs is kind of your safe area, but
okay.
Big Rich, I will just say, it was a deep sigh. Big Rich, it's okay. We're just getting ever so slightly away from dogs. You got a lot of nicknames for your dogs. I've never asked you, is Big Rich a nickname or is that on the birth certificate?
You know, it is a nickname.
Okay.
It's a bit more substantial. The street I was born on is Big Ridge, and the county I grew up in is Little Ridge. So, everybody on my street, you could just refer to them as Big Ridge.
Okay.
So you had the Big Ridge Smiths, you had the Big Ridge Quincy's.
Okay. Big Rich, I just want to point out to you before you go too much further. I don't know if this is where you're going or not. It does sound like maybe the name that you've arrived at to call yourself colloquially is also how a lot of people get their porn names. The porn names. You know, there's an old joke of like, if you want to know what your porn name would be, take the street you grew up on and put it with the name of your first pet. That's like they say, that's a common way to get your porn name. And it just sounds like maybe your nickname is a porn name. I'm not assuming anything. I don't want to speak to your lifestyle, but I just wanted to point that out. That's something I'm aware of. For instance, my porn name would be Forest Hill Irene Kitty.
See, I don't really understand why that would be your porn name. That doesn't.
I grew up on Forest Hill Irene Road, and my first pet's name was Kitty Cat.
I just feel as if you maybe have the exception to the rule in both cases there.
Where neither half works, you're saying?
Yeah, I think Irene kind of that throws the whole thing off.
Yeah, true. Yeah. But it's not like Forest Hill is going to help me either. You know,
no.
At least Irene is a proper name.
With that. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I can see how you would think Big Ridge Johnson is a poor name. I'm surprised no one said that to me before.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I don't want to get too personal, but how big is your ridge?
You mean where I grew up or?
I guess, okay, well, let me rephrase. How big is your Johnson?
Oh, you talk about my Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a certain time in therapy where it gets to dick size. And I feel like 4 or 5 sessions in about where we're at, it's about time I know what you're packing.
Wow. I got to say, I met with, you know, 4 or 5 therapists throughout my life. And no one ever really had the courage to ask. I think, you know...
That's what it usually is they're cowards. Most therapists are cowards and don't want to ask about dick size. But see, I want to help you. And how can I help you if I don't know what's down there?
Damn. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never thought about it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what? I should tell more people.
Go for it.
You know, I'm 5'4".
Yep.
I'm not a big dude. I'm not a big guy.
No.
But I make up for it.
No.
And, you know, I don't have a very big ridge.
Don't
Johnson.
Have a very big ridge. Okay. Give me flaccid and hard. Give me inches.
Let me just hold on. I got a file on my computer with this.
Oh, okay. Oh, you brought your laptop with you to therapy. All right. Okay. Big ridge, I hate to say, but that seems like another possible way that you might be deflecting to bring your laptop to therapy.
Hold on. Let me just, okay. I just got to hold on. I got a text and it's popping up on both my laptop and my phone. This is confusing. I'm sorry. Hold on. Okay. Text file. Big ridge. Okay. Little ridge. And you want the most recent measurement? Or do you want from my peak, my fighting weight, when I was in high school?
I would love the mean, the average.
Okay, all right.
Can you take all the measurements and add them up and then divide by the number of measurements you've taken?
You add up all the measurements and divide it by the number of the – that's smart. Hold on. Okay, here we go. Well, okay, I got a couple – I got a lot of I don't know if I'm going to be able to divide. How many cells is this?
Okay, I take. You know what? Give me the medium. Just give me the one right in the middle.
All right. Let's just scroll down. 3.65.
Okay.
Hard.
Hard. Okay. All right. 3.65 hard. Okay. All right. Well, you say that's small. That's not too bad.
Well, it's
not
it's,
too bad.
It's not too bad, but if you just listen to this, flaccid is 4.2. So it's tough. It's really hard because you know how there's growers and showers?
Yeah. Well,
I don't know what you'd call me, but it's like once it happens, it's like way worse than it could have been. You know what I mean?
Well, I wonder, I'm sure you've considered this, especially because you've been in other therapy sessions before. Have you considered the possibility that you're always hard and then you get performance anxiety right when it's time to perform and that makes you soft?
Oh, yeah. No, I've considered that, except that it's very physically obvious that, like, I'm horned up and that things are quite rigid.
Okay. So it does stiffen as it shrinks.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It is. I mean, I got to be honest. Performance anxiety, erectile of firmness, never been a problem.
Uh-huh.
It's just kind of the disappearing length it just kind of throws people off. You know, for me, it's always been normal, but when, you know, when you're a kid and you hang out with other kids and you just start talking about this type of thing,
sure.
They're like, hey, maybe you should look at that. And so that I've been taking measurements and just keeping my own track of it.
Yeah. Well, look, everybody's penis is different. You've got a penis that when you get hard, you shrink. And it still sounds like you're performing. It still sounds like you're having sex. That's a good thing.
Yeah, no, it's been good. Well, I guess good is maybe an overstatement. It's been okay.
Okay. Well, talk to me in great detail about the last sex you had.
Oh, my last sex? Helpful.
Yeah. Okay. Last sex.
Okay, well,
First of all, time of day.
Yeah. So what time is it now? 2:27? So about 1:15.
Oh, so you're just coming from having sex. Oh, good for you, man.
I find it, it loosens me up before the therapy sessions. Gets me a little bit more vulnerable.
Do you want like a high five or a cigarette or anything?
Oh, yeah. No, I'll take a high five. I already had a cigarette on the train.
All right. Nice.
That felt nice.
That felt nice.
Well, what about you, Mr. Ian?
Last time I had sex?
Sure.
Okay. Geez. Let me bring up my spreadsheet. Hang on one second. Spreadsheet of sex. Okay. 2019, 2018, 2017, 2016, 15. Right after I got on a UCB team. I think, but that was like, that was the UCB introductory orgy. So it wasn't really, I don't know if you're counting one-on-one sex or if you're counting orgy sex, but basically like right when you get on Lloyd Knight at UCB, all of Lloyd Knight has sex together. And I was a part of that.
I've heard that from many people. I've heard that a lot. A lot of people, they'll just lead with that. Like I don't even know who they are. And I'm like, you look familiar. And they said, were you at the orgy?
Oh, sure. You were probably talking to somebody from Steakhouse. That was one of the last people I made love to was the Lloyd Team Steakhouse. Oh, it was.
You,
it was
all of them. Great. All of them and you.
All of them and the rest of Lloyd Knight. I mean, it was. But I will say Steakhouse and Blush really did glom on together.
That's
it was kind
beautiful,
of a
man.
It was. It was. Anyways, it's not too important. So that's the last time I had sex. But it's not about my sex. It's about your sex. And it sounds like you just had sex, which is a good thing. Let me guess your preferred sex style. You ready for this?
Okay.
Rich?
Ooh, okay, all right.
Doggy.
Hey, wait a minute. Have you been reading my files?
No, you just talked about dogs so much. That was literally all I connected there. But I'm right, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. I wonder with your romantic partner, when you're having sex, are you still talking about dogs, or are you like able to be present and communicate all the things that need to be communicated during?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a no. We are absolutely present there. We don't talk about the dogs.
Good.
They are just there, you know.
Oh,
they're
well,
with us. They're not you know, okay, having sex with us. But
no,
they
I
like,
know.
They like to. They enjoy the. I think they like the heat. You know, I think they like the movement. They get all curious about it. They want to sniff around. They want to look at what's happening.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like when I watch Game of Thrones, I'm watching and I'm thinking like, damn, that's impressive. Ooh, how'd he do that? And I think the dogs are the same way. They're just kind of entertained by it, you know?
Sure.
We were a little uncomfortable with it, but you know, it's been 15 years and I've had several dogs and they just, it just becomes part of it. You know, you just start saying like, hey, you want to do something this afternoon? How about that?
Yeah,
how about
yeah.
that after that little Long Island tea? And she says, absolutely. And then we just, you know, it used to be we'd try to keep the dogs out. And now it's to the point where we check with the dogs. Like, hey, we're about to, you want to come in? And they're like, yeah. And it's not weird anymore. We're just a family, you know? We're just family.
Well, it's not weird anymore is debatable, but I'll let you exist in your own world of how you feel about things. I just wanted to say, Big Ridge, not to take it away from the dogs again, but this is the first time I found out you've been in a loving, committed relationship for 15 years straight with the same person.
Oh, absolutely.
I did not know that about you. I did not know that you were in a relationship with the same person for 15 years. That's big, Ridge.
Wait, hold up. Wait, Mabel hasn't come by here?
Mabel hasn't. No, no, no. I don't. No, I assume Mabel is your partner.
Yeah, Mabel. Wait, Mabel said she's been coming here as long as I have.
Let's see. Mabel Johnson?
Oh, no. She doesn't go by Mabel Johnson.
Oh, maybe that's part of it.
She goes by Mem Freaky.
Mem Freaky. Mem Freaky. Oh my God.
That's her when she's outside the house. Her given name is Mabel, she's kind of has like a branding. Oh, you know, but you have to brand everything.
Yeah, no, I know.
Remind people who you are.
I know Mem Freaky. I've never seen her face because she never unzits that leather mask.
Yeah, she's not. Well, it's like a legal issue. You know, you're not supposed to see that face.
No. Is it like, did she commit a crime, or was she in witness protection? I just don't know what you mean by that.
Oh no. It's kind of like a she's one of them that like when she's on her job is like, you know, very powerful man. They come in. And they've been all powerful all day.
And
they don't want to be so powerful anymore. They want someone else to do it for them.
Yeah.
So she comes in and, you know, she just like, you know, slaps them around a little bit.
Yeah,
they don't
yeah.
usually see her face. They call her.
She's a bit of a
steaky or.
Yeah, I would call that a bit of a steakhouse. She's a bit of a steakhouse energy.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say that as well. Yeah. She's a bit of a steakhouse. I forget what she calls it, but it's like the Matrix Revolutions.
That's close,
Dominatrix. Yeah. That's what it is.
Dominatrix Revolutions. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, no, I know Mem Freaky. God, I didn't real. You must be. I'm just connecting all these dots. You must be little piss boy at home.
Hey, who
little
told
piss boy
you
at home?
That?
Well, Mem Freaky.
Oh, well, that makes sense. That makes
yeah,
sense.
Yeah. Oh my God, you're a little piss boy at home. Well, now
that's
I know
me.
A lot about your life.
Oh yeah. Well.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean. yeah, just a little piss boy, not a lot.
Well, I mean, if you prefer me call you Big Ridge Johnson, I'm happy to keep calling you that. But I just, that's what she refers to you as, and I never knew.
She called me that in the. Oh, that's so sweet.
Well, she's never called you Big Ridge once. Thus my confusion.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Wow. Well, now I just want to ask you little piss boy questions that I know about him. But that,
okay.
I don't know. Would that feel too personal? Because I didn't learn it from you. I learned it from her.
Hey, you know what? Big Ridge, he is someone who he loves life. He has a big heart, but he's a simple man, and he doesn't really know how to bridge gaps, you know? And so if someone else does it for me, that's all right with me.
All right. Well, I guess I want to talk to you about eating all your meals out of a bowl.
I think that's
kind of my jumping off point coming out of there. I'm wondering if you're trying too hard to relate to the dogs out of that. I mean, look, when she told me little piss boy did it, I assumed that it was just part of the dominatrix relationship of it all. But now knowing you, Big Ridge, and knowing how much you love dogs, I kind of wonder if you did that before Mabel.
Yeah. I mean, have you ever had a salad on a plate?
I've had a salad in a bowl.
Exactly.
But never on a plate.
Yeah. And that's the thing. You know, I remember being in sixth grade and I got served a salad at someone's house. It was a friend's house. We had the same geometry class. And she gave me this salad. And I didn't like salad to begin with now. And I put the dressing on and it's a plate. And I'm trying to toss the salad. And there's leaves flying off. There's leaves. There's carrot shavings just falling off the plate. And I'm like, we need a bowl. But I felt like, you know, you can't correct someone like that in their own home. You can't say, hey, you need to put all these salads in bowls. You got to stop. You got to put that big salad away and get out all the bowls.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a.
So it's basically a never again moment for you.
Oh, absolutely not.
Never again am I going to lose any shredded carrot or lose any excess lettuce.
I'm not taking chances on that. I eat most of my meals in bowls. Cereal, I think everyone does that.
Okay.
I think everyone does that. But when it gets to steak and, you know, that type of thing, people look at you.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, let me ask about the other thing I learned from Mabel then. Maybe this is kind of explained by the eating out of bowls thing. But she talks a lot about how you, and this goes with Little Piss Boy, obviously, but you like to piss on plates.
Yeah. I mean, I think I don't need to tell the story again, but when a plate does that to you, when a plate betrays you as such and just kind of lets everything fall off, you know, fuck that. And I'm not going to let just one plate take the responsibility. Like I keep seeing them coming out with more plates.
Oh my
gosh. Keep seeing different brands, different models, all sorts of colors, all sorts of materials. And I like, you know, I'm not going to do it in the middle of a store unless no one's looking.
Yeah.
But if there is a plate just around, I'm like, well, you know what? You know how I can get other people not to eat off of this thing?
Is to pee on it.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
That's right.
Wow. Well, I'm glad I asked that question in this moment because it turned out to be the same original story that explained both things. So
absolutely.
Wow. That sounds like a real pivot point in your life. That a sleepover at your friend from geometry class's house. Wow.
Yeah, that was fun. That was a good sleepover. We just ate a bunch of Butterfingers.
Yeah, that's a sleepover thing, I think. That sounds fun. Are you still in touch with that friend from geometry class?
Oh man, I haven't talked to Ross Stansberry in a long time.
Ross Stansberry.
Yeah, he's a lawyer. I think he's in Knoxville.
Okay. Ugh. Okay. Oh, you're not proud to be? I assume you're from Knoxville. Are you not proud to be from Knoxville?
Oh yeah, I'm from Knoxville. The thing is, you know, in Knoxville, there's more fast food places than there are people.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, that can't physically be true because every fast food place would have to have a person inside of it working, wouldn't they? Wouldn't it?
Yeah, I guess they have multiple jobs or something, but there are a lot of Shoney's, a lot of Burger King's. I mean, you want to hang out with somebody,
You consider Shoney's fast food. Now, this I'm from Memphis, Tennessee, so I've been to a Shoney's. You consider Shoney's fast food, because I consider Shoney's kind of sit-down casual, but you think of it as fast food, huh?
Yeah, I mean, have you had the food at Shoney's?
I mean, I'm not saying it tastes great. I'm just saying I don't think I've ever been through a Shoney's drive-thru.
Well, yeah, I guess that's kind of a privileged thing. I've been living there for so long that when I come by, they just kind of know who I am. I don't need to even go in, and they just kind of, I'm like, hey, can I get two scoops of the corn, and can I get a couple mashed taters? And
yeah.
They just put it all in a couple big bowls for me, and then.
I think of Shoney's as the breakfast buffet first and foremost. Maybe that's just because I would do that right before going to a Tennessee Titans game. But the breakfast buffet at Shoney's was, to me, iconic. How the hell are they going to do a breakfast buffet drive-through style?
You know, slap me silly. I did not realize they were open early. Ow! That was an expression, Mr.
Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry, sorry.
That's all right. That's all right. Anyway.
I got excited.
Hey. I'm glad to facilitate, my friend.
No problem. Do you want a high five to make up for it?
I would love a high five. Ooh, lefty. Look, I'll be honest. Yeah, I had not 1/9 of a clue that Shoney's was open pre 2 p.m. I had no clue that they had a breakfast. And I've been going to Shoney's for a long time.
Yeah. Well, it could be that maybe only the Shoney's across the street from what's the name of that damn stadium? They're tearing it down anyways. LP Field, it was called back in the day. Nissan Stadium, it is now. That was so important that I remembered that. Anyways, across from the Tennessee Titans Stadium, the Shoney's, that Shoney's opens for breakfast, maybe just to get the tailgating crowd, but maybe that's part of it. Anyways, wow. Okay, you know what, Big Ridge, you talk so much about dogs. I didn't even realize you were from the South.
Yeah. Wait, you couldn't tell?
No, there's been no context clues.
Interesting.
You seem like such a Yankee to me.
Well, Big Ridge, you know, Little Ridge, the county, is in Tennessee. It is in Tennessee.
Oh, sure.
It is about 2.5 hours from Knoxville. It's a quaint little area, though. It's nice over there.
Yeah, small, yeah. Must have been a big adjustment to move from there to New York City.
Yeah, sure is.
Did you move for love? Did you follow Marge here?
That's right, yeah. Before she was Mem Freaky back in the day. Yeah, followed her here about, what was that, 16, 17 years ago? Man, we've been here for a while.
Yeah.
We've been here for a long time.
Yeah.
We opened up a vacuum cleaning business. That was a mistake. We didn't really know what we were doing there. I mean, there was just a hole in the market. That's what my great uncle kept saying. You got to get into it. He did it for a long time. He passed away. We both got into his business, and it was just tough. You know, we didn't, you know, in the South, you know, everybody, you talk to everybody. Up here, though, you know, it's a little bit different. We just, we just didn't have as much familiarity with his Rolodex, as it were. Things started falling through the cracks, but you know, that's when Mim's business started taking off. She started yelling at patrons because they were yelling at her.
Oh yeah. Like that Chicago hot dog place almost.
What's that?
You know that Chicago hot dog place where you go in and they like viciously insult you?
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah. It seems like a lot of fun. They're not too far off dominatrixes themselves that story is. Yeah.
Well, yeah, this was a little different. This was, you know, this was non-consensual. at least at first it was. She was just, you know, she just got to a breaking point, and it became that, wow, when I yell at people, they really listen.
Yeah. And I could see how just in yelling at people specifically about vacuums, it kind of bends sexual automatically. Because there's sucking and there's, you know, there's sizes and
that's,
you know,
right. There's lint.
There's now Big Ridge. Now lint is not. I don't immediately. Now maybe this is just me and my history of mostly having orgies, but I don't associate lint with sex so much.
Oh well, I mean, you ever you shower every day? You bathe every day?
You know, I kind of feel it out. I kind of feel what the day feels like and decide whether I want to or not.
Yeah, no, I'm the same way. And I grew up, you know, working outside, and there's days when I feel as if, you know, I haven't worked that hard. I don't really need to take a shower or anything. But then I look around my belly button and there, darn it, there's some lint in there. And, you know, sometimes you're not particularly fresh when the mood arises. And there's lint. You know, dandruff sometimes. You know, the dogs are watching. They're not as big of a fan. And you can tell, you know, they're not really digging it this time. And well, they're like, what is wrong with me? But is it because I didn't shower? Yeah, go ahead.
The dog is giving you judgmental eyes of your hygiene during sex.
Yeah,
feeling the dog judge you.
Usually their tail's wagging, they're watching, they're curious, they're sniffing around, and then sometimes they're just like, it's like then, you know, same old, oh, you're going to do this? Okay, I'm just going to hang out, and their ears kind of droop, and they just look a little disappointed.
Sure. Well, I guess, to use your Game of Thrones comparison from earlier, there's Game of Thrones, and then there's House of Dragons.
Ugh. Don't even, you know what? I don't like doing this, but can you not talk? Can we just not, can we put a safe word on that, HOD?
Is that that's a sensitive subject?
Yeah, we were really wrapped up in that show. I think we just put too much of our, you know, too much hope into it. And it's not that bad, but it's hard to see something you love not do as well as you want.
It's certainly leaning into the D to sell it really hard. But you know what? So does your partner. So what are you going to do? I didn't know if that was appropriate. I mean, no. She's my client too. I feel like I can say that.
No, that's funny, Mr. Ian. That's a good one.
Thank you.
I got to say that to her. Lean into the D.
Yeah. You're writing it on your laptop, huh? Oh, that's good. Yeah, save it. Yeah. Do you want to do, just while we're here, do you want to do a quick measurement just to add to your numbers?
Yeah, Scotch shape or like a pear?
a pear? Like the fruit?
Yeah, I find generally pears are about 3.8 inches.
Oh, okay. I feel like pears are always different shapes, but you know what? Monsanto, I don't know how they're making pears now. Maybe you're right. Let's see. What do I got to measure here? You know what? I don't have any measuring tape or scotch tape. Maybe I can grab the office stray dog and we can just go dick to dick.
Oh, you do this a lot, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly know the size of the office stray dog's dick. I mean, you know, what if something happened to him? I need to know his dick size.
Hey, so do you want the flaccid or the full erect? Because I'm seeing there's a Baywatch poster here, and I think I can muster up a little bit.
Well, there is a three-dimensional Baywatch poster of Hasselhoff. So if that helps you get there, feel free to. But I mean, it's up to you. I mean, we can do one of each if you like.
Let's do one of each. That's what I usually do.
Okay. Let me just. The dog's flaccid penis is not going to be much to measure here. So let's see if I can get the dog hard here. Okay. Peanut butter. Okay, we're getting there. All right.
Hey.
I think the dog's about ready.
Hey, me too.
Peanut butter.
Can you say it a little louder?
Oh, peanut butter.
Can you make it crunchy?
I don't know verbally how can I make it. Peanut butter. Was that crunchy?
Yeah, that's great.
All right, great.
That sounded really crunchy.
Okay. Oh, wow. Oh, look, you're about a 1-to-1 here.
All right.
Wow. There we go. And I'll tell you, this dog, he's a solid 4 inches. I think maybe you've grown a little bit, friend.
Hey, I'm going to put that on my spreadsheet.
4 inches.
I'm
going to
text my dad. He has the same issue.
Does he? Okay. He's back in Knoxville, I assume?
Yeah, he's back. He's back in Knoxville. He works at Johnson Records. He's about 68. And he's not on the triathlon committee anymore, but he has passion for it.
Wow. I got to say, Big Rich, I am so proud of you because you used to be what I would think of it like as a soda bottle. I couldn't get in there and there was nothing in there. But as soon as I opened that thing, all these details just coming out of you. I knew nothing about you till today. Now I know you got a dad who's 68 who suffers from the same medical issue that you do. You used to live in Knoxville, but you moved for love with a 15-year partner to open a vacuum store. Like, the amount of information I've learned about you today compared to the first four sessions is just astronomical, Big Ridge. You should feel so proud of that.
Oh, I thank you, Mr. Ian. You know, it's hard, you know, because I'm a soda bottle. I'm the soda. And, like, how does a soda know how to open itself, you know? And I feel like here I am. I'm just like, hey, I'm soda. And everybody else is like, maybe I'll loosen a little bit, maybe a tiny bit. But, I don't know what it was. Something about what you were asking, man, it was just like, bam, undo that little top, you know? Torque it to the left.
Anybody will tell you, if there's one thing that Ian Heron knows how to do, it's open a soda. So look, I'm so glad. I'm so glad that I have opened you up. I'm so glad that your carbonation is just going to drift away. Maybe now you can be an open soda to the rest of the world too. Maybe now that's you can just walk into your local bodega and say, hey, can I get a pack of barbecue chips? Also, I'm less than 4 inches hard.
All right, man. I like that. I like that openness. You know what? Yeah. I'm going to do it. I'm going to change my Instagram right now. I'm going to change it to Little Piss Boy.
Oh, lovely. Oh, that's a great way to honor your wife. I think that's great. How many posts
in
you got
honor
on
of my wife. Sorry, go ahead.
How many posts you got on that Instagram? Because I feel like I tried to follow you once and I thought it was your dog's account, but I guess it was you controlling your dog.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, that's just, yeah. You know, it's called Duke Nukem still. And it's pictures of Duke, and then there's a 3 week lull, and then it's pictures of Shelby. And they may be mislabeled in several instances, but you know, I love those dogs, man. Yeah. I those dogs, they're so pure.
Oh, yeah. Well, Big Ridge, you're just as pure. And your way of being pure is to use the dogs to relate to the rest of the world. I think that's beautiful. I think that's beautiful. But now it's time to be more than just a dog man. Now it's time to be Big Rich Johnson, the porn actor. Are you a porn actor? I actually got confused about that. You used to do vacuums. What do you do now?
Yeah, I do porn.
Porn. Okay, porn. Okay, great. All right. I mean, I kind of knew. I watch porn. I kind of knew. But I wanted you to say it. I wanted you to say it.
Oh, you're a fan?
I'm a fan of pornography in general, and because I've watched enough, of course I've seen you. Put it like that.
Another reason we don't really care for House of D.
Yeah. Your parody of that I thought was good, although I don't know that you needed to recreate all the death and childbirth moments in the porn parody.
Well, but, you know, a lot of the creators said, I kept saying, I want to Eddie Murphy this one. and they said, that's a terrible idea. You know, we like variety. And I said, you'd be surprised how many different characters I can do.
Yeah.
And I think the problem was I just challenged myself too much.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I just bit off way more than, and I had to be everybody in every scene.
Yeah.
That was a lot of work.
I will say I appreciated that fat suit you put on your penis. I thought that worked.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and it's hard to capture like what a fat dragon dick would kind of be like. But we do a lot of, it's funny, almost half of the work I did was actually the porn, and then the other half was like VHX, what do you call it? Special effects.
Sure.
Green screening.
CGI.
Thank you. Yeah. CGI, and you know, there's a lot of like fantasy elements and it just kind of
Well, it would have been nice if there was slightly more sex in it. I'll just say that as somebody who watches a lot of porn, I think maybe the CG, you got a little carried away with the CGI.
Yeah, we and that's a lot of people said that we just didn't have enough time to get to a lot of it. What with my costume changes and all the effect work,
it just felt like there was almost more sex in House of Dragons. Sorry to have said it. HOD. But. Yeah, I know that was hard. I just felt like the original had more sex than the porn parody. That's all I'm going to say. I mean, I'm glad I got to see your dick with the fat suit on it, but I could have used more of it. Could have used
You know, they called it backstage, they called it Fat Bastard, and I would do a little Fat Bastard, you know. That was pretty fun.
Yeah.
That's in the blooper reel, by the way, if you subscribe.
Oh, that's the one thing about porn is I'm never going to pay for it. But I appreciate that you offer a subscription element. You know, Big Ridge, I'm sorry I brought it up. I didn't mean to tell you what a fan I was, But I'm glad you're out there working, and I'm glad that you finally opened up and admitted it to me.
Oh, thank you, Ian.
Yeah. You know, with all this work of having moved on from your dogs and being a more open person, I would love to just kind of lock some of those concepts in a little deeper with a guided meditation. Would that be all right with you, Big Rich?
Oh, absolutely. Is this a part of that CTWROS?
CTWROS? Well, a little bit. CTWROS just means I'm a creative thinker who rents office space. And that's what qualifies me to be a therapist.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, I'd like to think I'm a creative thinker.
Yeah, well, until you get the CT behind your name, let's not say that, all right? Let's make you earn it.
All right.
Yeah. Anyways, you could say this meditation came from some of my creative thinking. Specifically, this meditation came to me when I was getting real stoned eating some citrus fruit. So, you know, that's how I came up with this meditation, and I hope you enjoy it. All right, Big Ridge?
All right, put me in.
Okay. And Big Ridge, if you would, just please listen to the sound of my voice as I count back from 3, 2, 1. Hey, you. What you doing over there? I can see what's on your mind is on my mind, too. Hey, you. Big Ridge, how you feeling?
Oh, hey, Mr. Ian. What's happened? What's going on?
Oh, nothing. You just wrapped up the guided meditation. You're back with me now. I was getting stoned, eating fruit, watching one of your videos when I came up with that meditation. Believe it or not, Big Ridge. Was that helpful?
I'm kind of confused by that, but
confused.
There was a little bit of some peace. Some peace. There was some I was just kind of, it sounds like a song or something.
No. I came up with that completely originally. And it's meant to be a meditation, you know, it's meant to just focus you on your inner zen song. Wow, that's a bizarre thing to have said.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess I feel refreshed.
Good. Well, that was the goal. That was the goal, Big Ridge. And you know what? We only have a couple minutes left here. Big Ridge, I don't know how big of a reveal this will be or not, but there's something that I have been meaning to say to you as you've been talking about your dog so much these last couple of weeks. you know, it's not always appropriate for the therapist to reveal a lot about their life, but I already told you I'm originally from Tennessee as well. And you mentioned your county in Tennessee is, what was it, Small Ridge?
That's right.
Little Ridge, one of those, some sort of adjective that describes smallness before the word ridge.
That's correct.
Yeah. Well, would it blow your mind to know, Big Rich, that the county I am originally from in Tennessee is Shelby County? I'm from Shelby County, Tennessee.
You're from
I'm from Shelby County.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You're not my dog, are you?
I'm not your dog. But what I'm really saying to you, what's so important about what I'm saying to you, Big Ridge, your dog is my mayor.
Oh my God.
I voted for your dog because obviously every county is named after the mayor.
That's right. That's right. That
your
is.
Your dog is my mayor.
That is so generous of you. My dog, such a sweet little dog, and just something about being a candidate and then being elected really lit up Shelby's eyes.
And
a lot of, you know, you watch Veep and a lot of them, they just get real cantankerous once they get in office and they just start throwing each other under the bus. But Shelby, she just lights up when she goes into those offices, when she sits in front of the press, when she goes to town council meetings. She loves to wave. She loves to kiss babies.
Yeah. Well, anyways, I'm glad I got that off my chest because I felt like I was holding on to that secret for several sessions now. But yeah, your dog is my mayor. And I guess now that I think about it, Big Ridge, I guess I know everybody in your life pretty intimately. And now I'm starting to know you intimately, but I knew everybody else in your life more intimately before I knew you.
Well, that's amazing. That's like destiny.
Like destiny. Yeah. But let me just say this, Big Ridge. I'm glad to know you intimately now because you're so much more interesting now that I know that you're a porn actor that used to own a vacuum store originally from Knoxville, Tennessee, who went through the drive-thru at Shoney's for breakfast. Like, that's just such an interesting character development that I would not have found out if I had not pushed us past those dogs. Wouldn't you agree?
I do agree. I think, you know what? I think I'm learning something here. Yeah. You know, dogs are great and everything, but people are, like you said, people are these big old bottles. You just got to unscrew them, you know? Everybody's got their vacuum store. Everybody's got their IP on plates. Everybody's got their I tried to Eddie Murphy this porn set way too hard, and now there's barely any porn.
By the way, the other element of that, Big Ridge, is in general, if you're gonna be parodying an actor in your pornography, I would pick one that is closer to race as yourself. I know the playing multiple characters aspect of it all. And of course, you didn't do anything totally inappropriate. But just in general, pattern yourself and modern yourself off of more white actors, I think, might be helpful in your porn parodies.
Yeah, sorry. I've been told that many times. So, yeah. I'll take the advice. It's just, you know, I see myself as limitless.
That is such a shocking reveal for you. I just find more and more at the bottom of this soda. It's like your soda with peanuts at the bottom. I think it's just soda, but then at the bottom there's little swirling bits of protein in there.
Can you make them a little crunchy? Can you?
Peanuts. What was
that? Yeah.
That was great.
You're good at that. Have you done this before?
Yeah. That's also a little bit me gagging on penis, I think. Penis.
Hey, you know what? In my industry, you would make a lot of money.
Gagging on penis? Yeah, I've considered it. I just, like, I don't know. As somebody who used to be on Lloyd Knight, I'm worried, you know, I'm worried about the selloutness of it all. I'm worried I'm going to feel like a Kardashian where I'm using the porn for more fame, considering I'm already so famous, you know?
I understand. You know, you don't want to make, you compromise your art, as it were.
Yeah. All right, Big Ridge. Well, I just got an alert from my mayor, and it seems like she wants you to get on home now. So sometimes I get mayoral alerts from my hometown. I don't know if you get the same thing.
Oh yeah, I have the package.
Yeah, I just got an alert, so it seems like she wants you back there. So I guess you got to get on home now.
Oh gosh, Mr. Ian. All right, let me just pack up my laptop.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you can pull your pants back up. I know we never pulled them back up from when we measured, but yeah, go ahead and pull those pants back up.
You sure?
Well, I mean, I guess it's up to you. You're the one who's going outside. And, you know, it might be good, what's that word, like viral marketing for yourself.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to change into my Damon costume, and then I'm going to get out of here. All right.
All right. No, no problem at all. Wow. You're doing a porn parody of The Omen next, huh?
Yeah, that's right. I'm Damon, the kid from The Omen.
Yeah, two Damons in a row. H-O-D, straight to The Omen. Just two Damons in a row. Wow, good for you, man.
I appreciate it. And yeah, you can look forward to that porn parody coming to you.
Oh,
very
I'm sure.
Soon.
I'm sure I'll find it. I'm sure I'll find it eventually when it's free and I don't have to subscribe. All right. Good seeing you, Big Ridge. Take care. Get home safe now.
Thank you, Mr. Ian.
No problem. Whew. I got so much more information out of Big Ridge. I feel like I just ran another friggin' marathon, for God's sakes. I just feel like I went 26 miles where previously I'd only gone like diagonal about 20 feet with Shake Shack in hand. I think that made sense. I think that analogy made sense. Maybe just to be sure, I'll make it crunchy. 26 miles with Shake Shack in hand.
Quick note to self. Oh man, one of my oldest friends on the improv scene, Jacob Davis, is still out there doing wonderful comedy you can check out. Find Jacob on the internet, social media, webs, at Matt Dammit. That's MattDammot. Also, Jacob's got some hilarious friends, including himself, on at Mercy Santos Improv. And you can see them do shows all around NYC, especially if you follow at Mercy Santos Improv on Instagram, where they plug literally everything you can go check them out at. Shout out to Aaron Harland at ERHarland, AaronHarland.com. Aaron makes great podcast theme songs and cover art, but she also makes wonderful music in her own right, which you can follow on Spotify and Bandcamp and all those wonderful places you can get your music. Thanks to Jason Shaw and Audionautics.com for the use of the meditation music. Thanks to Nick Rockwell, our new producer, helping us out. Be sure you follow at Sigmund Fraud Pod if you want to see behind-the-scenes photos of me and some of my clients, which shouldn't get out there. I need to shut that account down somehow. Okay, Ian, obviously there's thousands of people who run the NYC Marathon every single year. They might find some of the things that you said offensive about just kind of being dismissive of their accomplishment and being penned in by them. So let's just make sure that this therapy session remains completely private and will never get released as a podcast. Oh, let's try hitting the Don't Release as a Podcast button. That always works.